24. Through a Spyglass. Michael Brown had followed the group from Cockatoo Island to their hotel. It had been relatively easy to recognize them from the telegraphed descriptions. No other man on the roam had an Indian servant. He waited outside the hotel as they ate, watched the Indian arrive, and, minutes later, followed them on a stolen horse. When they disappeared over a hill, he at first kept his distance, then dismounted and crept up to look down on what they were doing. He watched through his spyglass as they entered the ranch house. There was no safe way to find out what they were discussing, not with all those armed men wandering around. At first he wondered what they could be assembling. But he'd been a military man before turning to a life of detective work, and it was soon clear to him that it was a dirigible. He rode back to Sydney and sent a telegram to his employer.